This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Unfortunately, what you're about to hear is real. The members of this radio program are simply not that bright, or what some people would call educated. They are merely stupid. They're not trying to offend anyone on purpose. And all have played doctors on TV. You have been warned and are cordially invited to join the party. This is the men's room.
Forget it, man, and get with the countdown. Get with the countdown. Shake this square world and blast off for Kicksville. The trippers, the grasshoppers, the hip ones, all gathered in secrecy and flying high as a kite.
This is the men's room with Miles and Thrill. You know what they say, shake your radio more than three times, and you're playing with it.
And away we go, welcome to show number 3002.
Along with Steve the Throw Hill,
the Chad Smith, Robin Fox, and my cock,
Montgomery!
And you, Iron Metro!
On tap today, Ryan Castle's in drunken charges into Sit and Spin. Today, the 10 best fake songs from movies and TV of all times. The word is all about the kiddos. Get ready to play Profile This. Plus headlines, the men's room shot of the day, fundable listener emails, and everyone's favorite TV time with Tim.
It's a clack.
Triggity John.
All right, here we go. Airline has to turn all the way around mid-flight when a woman realizes she left her baby at the gate. Meanwhile, a woman survives a severe allergic reaction to partner's medication, which is hard to dictate.
I thought you said fellate.
Tinder date sends woman list of things she needs to do to up her game. Canadian woman gets pinned in her airplane seat and a scorpion is to blame. And in New Jersey, a bull attacks a patrol car. And it's all coming on today's very special episode of The Men's Room.
And now, here's the question.
Hola, bitches. Good day to you and yours. All right, sometimes people forget things. Look, it's a fact of life. For example, as Miles said, a plane in Saudi Arabia had to turn around and return to the airport because a woman on board forgot something at the gate. What did she forget that was so important? That would be her baby. But look, it happens. It happens. Closer to home, a Domino's Pizza delivery driver, he forgot a customer's chicken wings. So what did the customer do? That's right. She pulled out a loaded gun and threatened to shoot the driver because mama needs her wings. And a guy in Germany, he owns an $8,800 Picasso. I don't care who you are. If you own a Picasso, you're aware that you own a Picasso, but he forgot it on the train. And we have a list of the weirdest things left behind in Ubers. This is from last year, and it's everything from Chihuahuas to Thanksgiving hams. We'll fill out all the rest in between. But like we said, people forget things, and that's what we want to talk about today. Hopefully you can remember the story to tell us, but this is what we want to know. What did you or someone else totally forget?
Be a part of the big show. Call 844-999-OLA. Like the Men's Room on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Men's Room Live. And send those emails to the Men's Room at mensroomlive.com. You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
Back to the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
Home of Joe's and away we go. Welcome to show number 3002. What a large and a charged program we have for you today. Guaranteed future repeat as the drug in charge. Ryan Castle is in. And once again, we will sit and spin. And today, Ryan is bringing in the 10 best fake songs from movies and television.
So it's fake songs from fake artists but from real TV shows or real movies.
And real people who are singing them, but they're just kind of made up.
Well, I brought up one example. He's like, yeah, not on the list. But like the movie Almost Famous, the band was Sweetwater, right? And they played like two or three songs in the movie. And I'm like, those songs are actually pretty good. He's like, yeah, they were. They're not on the list. So I have no freaking idea then who else we're going to hear.
You know, I think
what
about,
was
like,
the band from like Rockstar?
Rockstar.
Remember with Wahlberg? It's like a huge, they're like an 80s band, and they've got like flames everywhere and long hair, and then he's in the band.
Was that?
And he's going to sing.
Well, he was replaced the lead singer of
Judas Priest.
Yeah.
That was based on a real band called, was it Ripper or something like that? I don't remember, but either way, I want to say that was more than likely real songs from those bands, because he was playing the role of an actual person who got a brief gig with Judas Priest.
Yeah.
I thought the band name was something goofy like Steel Dragons.
Maybe. I mean, it's the 80s, so every name was kind of stupid. But there's stuff like, what, Josie and the Pussycats? Maybe the Monkee? Well, I don't know. Do the Monkees qualify? Because they started off as a TV band, but...
Well, Mike Nesmith and Peter Tork were actual musicians. They did play on a lot of the stuff.
They did. And I want to say they all eventually learned how to play their instruments to support their role on the TV show, but I think maybe after the TV show, they continued as a band. So I don't know.
Yeah. I mean, they had a couple reunion tours and stuff. So, it's going to be interesting.
Does the Partridge Family qualify, right?
I was thinking the same thing. Do the Monkees qualify? Do the Partridge Family qualify? Even to some degree, Hannah Montana is an alter ego, but she did perform her own stuff. I don't know if that includes Lady Gaga, because Lady Gaga is still performing. I mean, she's not playing the character of Lady Gaga, but it's still her singing.
But she's Lady Gaga. So, I mean...
But she's playing a fake character.
What do you mean? Like, with the movie?
Star is Born. She's not playing Lady Gaga. She's playing whoever.
Well, yeah, because that's a fake artist. And even though the song was real, it's quote-unquote a fake song for a fake artist. So, I don't know.
It's going to be crazy.
I just heard that song, by the way.
Really?
Yeah.
The one that they did at the Grammys?
Yeah. I didn't watch it at the Grammys. I kept hearing about it. I just never listened to it.
I mean,
and then the other day, I was in a car, and I was like, sounds like Lady... Oh, that's the song!
It's the way they look at each other. It's their chemistry. It has nothing to do with the song. It's magical.
Yeah, and I get what everybody's saying. Bradley Cooper is just kind of...
It's magical.
What, there?
What do you thought was your daddy? Make me fries. All right. Potato wig.
I'm the only person in the world that just recently was like, this is that song.
Ten best fake songs for movies and TV coming up. We'll sit and spin. The word is all about the kids today. We have some alternate swear words. They went around and they asked parents. They said, look, man, if you try not to cuss around your kids, what are things that you say? So we have a list of some of the more popular.
Stuff all off a cast.
You know what? It's kind of on that tip. I don't
have alternative. I don't cuss around the kids. But in those instances when you feel you need to cut, when you really want to drive a point home, right? I can make one statement. I know stuff comes to an end. That's when you break out your cuss words, right? Because it's one thing to say, man, you guys need to stop doing whatever. Maybe they do. Maybe they don't. Guys,
Mike's going to love
this. I'm done with this S.
Some of the ones that weren't in the top 10 include fudge, nuts, shoot, and for freak's sake.
Nuts.
And what the heck.
My favorite one here is Zoinks.
Mother Smucker.
Mother Smucker?
Oh, Mother Smucker, yeah.
Does that make it any better?
I don't know. I'm just
saying. Does that make it any better to say that? No. Listen, Mother Smucker.
But these are words that you can say around your kids, and they're not cuss words.
Come on.
I think your strategy should just be, I don't curse around the kids. Now, if it's just one, I'll curse up a storm.
Sure. Right.
But around the kids?
Yeah, plural.
I don't curse.
I only have one child. Plural. I don't have to worry about it. Yeah, and you couldn't probably have to give up your driver's license to make that happen. So the word is all about the kids. Coming up, another round of Profile This. We will drink and toast with a shot of the day. And today we ask you, what did you or someone else totally forget? And we start with this ridiculous story. A recent flight was forced to turn around after takeoff when a passenger allegedly realized she'd left her baby at the airport. The Saudi Arabian Airlines plane had left the airport and was bound for Kuala Lumpur when the woman had the startling realization her child was still in the terminal's boarding area.
I just don't understand. And this is not a criticism of her being a mother. It's just this. Having traveled with children through an airport, and anyone that ever has, there is no point where you forget that your children are with you. You know what I mean? Like, when you're at an airport and you are traveling, the thing that you are very aware of is your kids, not because you're worried about their safety and all that. It's because they won't shut the hell up.
Mm-hmm.
They cost you a lot of money, and they make the traveling experience far, far worse than it actually needs to be. I cannot believe that she got on a plane,
sat down, buckled in, and the plane took off before she remembered that the thing that was ruining her trip is waiting for her at the gate.
Well, a video uploaded to social media and shared by a news outlet shows air traffic controllers discussing the unusual situation with a plane's pilot. One passenger, quote, "She left her baby in the terminal. Now she refuses to continue the flight," the pilot says in the video, which includes both Arabic and English. Saudi Arabian Airlines did not immediately respond to anybody's request for comment. According to a translation, the pilot asked the controller if he's able to return to the airport. "May God be with us. Can we come back or what?" he allegedly asks. They wait for a while for God then to respond to the air traffic controller. Right. Once pilot tells God to tell the traffic controller that they should come back, God then phones the traffic controller and says, "Hey, you guys can come back." And then the air traffic controller says, "Thanks, God. That's a cool thing for you to do." So then he called back the airplane pilot and said, "Hey, I just talked to God. He said it's okay if you turn around." He went, "Okay." And then he turned the plane around, which is cool. In response, an operator responds, "This flight is requesting to come back. A passenger forgot her baby in the waiting area. The poor thing." An operator then relays the information to his colleagues and allegedly asks the pilot to repeat the situation, which he does. "Okay, head back to the gates. This is a totally new one for us." The mother and child were eventually reunited after about an hour or so at the airport.
I wonder what they did, you know, at the airport, just like, "Ah, crap, man, there's a baby at the gate, but there's no one else at the gate because everyone else got on the flight."
I would go with the bouncing on the knee trick. Depending on the age of the child, can the child hold its head up on its own? How old is the baby? Does it just need to be, you know?
Well, if you're a baby, I'm saying you are still, what, 10 months or younger?
Yeah.
Goes from, what, infant to baby to toddler to kid, right? That's generally how
that works.
The
good news is this is the best age ever to be left behind.
Sure.
Because you have no idea.
Absolutely no idea.
No idea. It could be the story that everyone tells you for the rest of your life. You are just completely oblivious.
Yeah.
The kids?
Yeah, the kid doesn't know.
Yeah, I told you, My buddy, unfortunately, he was inside once, and his kid fell into a pool. So, now, luckily, the kid survived and everything. But he doesn't remember it. He's just heard the story. So, he's still a little kid, but sometimes he'll just be like, "Miles, did I ever tell you when I almost died in a pool?"
Oh, God. Like,
"Oh, easy, easy,
whoa,
fella.
Whoa, whoa.
Yeah, I almost died once." And he just says it so nonchalant.
Well, sure, it's the story he knows.
Yeah, because he doesn't remember a thing about it.
He doesn't realize that he just terrorized his parents.
Yeah.
Our question, what did you or someone else totally forget? 844-999-OLA.
Hello, Joel. Welcome to the men's room.
Hello.
Hola.
Hello, Joel.
Hola.
Hola.
So, I kind of bad timing, guys. I just picked up my daughter from school, and so the story is going to be more of a lesson to her, a life lesson. So,
isn't she lucky?
Mm-hmm. What a day.
Yeah. So, several years, I've been sober for over 30 years, but there was a time in my life when I was making poor choices, and,
if you have to say that you are sober, then we know you were making poor choices before that.
If you can't even have a beer,
right?
You had dinner, you know what I mean? You made the decision 30 exactly. years ago to cut it out. We understand the level of debauchery that you were up to.
Yeah, so, anyway, I had been drinking heavily and drank roughly 24 beers on my own. So, and then I decided to partake it in some little sparkly white powder after that. And so I went from being completely drunk to kind of being wide awake. And,
how old's your daughter, by the way? How old's your daughter getting this life lesson now?
She's 15.
Oh, okay. All right, all right.
I love the cocaine. I love the cocaine.
Sparkling white powder.
I know.
Come on. And she's 15. Just say I did a rail.
I did cocaine. Okay.
Exactly. Yeah.
She's seen the movies.
It wasn't baby powder. It was cocaine. So, anyway.
Man, dinner's going to be fun tonight.
So,
your daughter has a new respect for my dad was so cool 30
Daddy,
years ago.
Daddy does big hog leg gackers of coke.
Yeah, her mother's going to kill me, but that's okay. Anyway, so I realized after that, I'm now going from sloppy drunk to, hey, I'm doing pretty good, and I realized I'm out of cigarettes, you know. So, of course, at the time, I was smoking 3 packs a day and just completely being an idiot. And so I take my brother's car. It's just he and I at my apartment. And I head down to the store. It's like 2 a.m. It's all night March. Go in to buy my cigarettes. Come out, and I can't find my brother. He's not in the car, and I'm freaking out. I'm like thinking, okay, maybe he went in the store. So I went back in the store looking for him and started asking people. There's only like, you know, stalkers in the store at this point, stocking shelves. And I'm like, have you seen a guy about as tall as me, red hair? They're like, no. And so Now I'm starting to really get worried, and I go outside and look at the dumpster thinking maybe someone attacked him. Finally, I lose it, and I call my parents. And I'm like, Mom, Dad, it's now 3 in the morning. They call the cops. Of course, the cops show up. I'm down here at the mart, and I'm only about a mile and a half away from my apartment. And tell them the story. We put they put an APB for him, give him, tell him what he's wearing head to toe. And the officer clearly knows I'm drinking, so...
Does he know you're on cocaine? Mm-hmm.
Yes, but they didn't know that. But my mom drove me up, and my dad drove my brother's car up, and I get there at my apartment, and I'm like, what the hell are my lights doing on my apartment? I'm kind of freaking out. So I open the door, and on my bed is my brother sitting there, and I'm like, dude, what the hell happened to you? Where have you been? He's like, what do you mean? You took my car 2 hours ago. I basically forgot that I drove myself to the store.
Oh, jeez.
Oh.
In the time it took you to buy a pack of cigarettes, you forgot that you had driven yourself there?
Yeah, so I basically embarrassed myself out of cocaine use. I never touched it again after that.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah, that's...
Embarrassed yourself out. So what got you to stop drinking? And yeah, that's the cocaine that made you forget that you drove yourself to the store.
I was drinking with a friend of mine up in Seattle. I moved. The story before was in Utah when I grew up there, so don't hold that against me. But back probably 90, I was with my boss, who was a friend of mine. She was older than I was. And we were completely drunk off our butts. She had passed out in the car. So we're driving from Seattle. We lived in Federal Way at the time. So basically, I got pulled over by a cop just as I was getting off the off-ramp. In Federal Way, and the cop pulled me over and says, you were doing like 127 miles an hour, and it took me 5 miles to catch up to you.
I have a question for you, man, and this is just this is something that I've never been able to figure out, but in my lifetime, I've noticed it to be true. Growing up, I knew a bunch of guys and kids that grew up in the outskirts or suburbs of New York City, Philadelphia, Washington, D.C., some very affluent areas. Some of my friends grew up
in. I love the cocaine. Love the cocaine.
They ran pretty fast. They really did. I mean, much faster than I ran at
that age. Because they had the money.
Yeah, they had the money, and they had the access to these drugs. I'm in West Virginia. Different level of craziness growing up as far as what you could get into. But trust me when I say some crazy individuals who do some really dumb things. But I will say this. No matter what the story is, the people that I met from Utah in my lifetime, I don't know what goes on in Utah.
You know exactly what it
but
is.
But it is the biggest bunch of young debauchers. I don't know if it's like a rum spring out that kind of happens.
You know why? Look, man, there's
But at 18, it's like, well, I just got out of the house. I'm going to do some heroin right in my arm. Ah!
Look, man, it's like anything, right?
Like, what is going on in Utah?
Well, think about it. In this country, right, anything that's remotely sexual, like it's repressed, we freak out, blah, blah, blah. But porn is massive. And I'm telling you, when you take things away from people and tell them it's evil... Look, you can go back to Adam and Eve. Hey, man, this is, whatever you do, don't eat that apple. Guess what you're going to do? They're going to eat the freaking apple, right? If you tell your kids they can't do something, you know exactly what it is they're going to do. They're going to do the thing that you say not to do.
But there's 50 states. You know what I mean? One state in particular seems to be the one.
But you know what?
Just turns it up to 11, you know what I mean, at that younger age.
Of course you do. Because, I mean, look, you know, one of the things, if you don't live in Utah... You know some dirt on your parents when you're growing up. So even when they say, look, don't drink or don't do this, you understand, for the most part, they're just looking out for your best interest. They also know, assuming they're not stupid, that you're still going to sneak beers and do all this kind of stuff. In Utah, it's like this statewide, weird, hard-level, so repressed, so ass-backwards, still 1827. I mean, I think when you tell people that everything on earth is taboo... Right? When everything's taboo, I'm telling you, caffeine. You're going to go much harder, dude.
Yeah, I guess
much,
you're right. Yeah, I mean, I grew up religious, but it was Catholic, so it wasn't even like... You worried more about premarital sex than you did about drinking as a teenager.
But you also, you grew up Catholic outside of D.C., so while there are these tenets of your religion, there's people getting gunned down right outside of your house, right? Or there's guys drinking 40s on their doorsteps. So you understand the reality of that. Your religion is one thing. Life is something entirely different. In Utah... Everything is kind of whitewashed. You're not supposed to do anything. It's like a G movie. And everyone else is watching a rated R movie, right? You know sex exists. People drink. They do drugs. You've seen a nipple. Everything in Utah, it's like you're in Disney. Raccoons talk. Lions are cute. You know what I mean? It's this weird, weird, false thing.
So, I swear to God, the people that I've known from Utah that I've met, like, well, you know, man, I... kind of don't do that many drugs anymore. Because when I was 16, I was just doing a ton of meth. Like, what? You're doing what?
Sure.
Like, you know, like, yeah, man, I'm me and a girlfriend just doing meth all the time, skipping school. Like, it's one thing to go get drunk and skip school. It's one thing to smoke weed behind the car in the high school parking lot, get busted back. And so they're like, yeah, man, we're freebasing
right.
PCP, doing dripping sherms, man. And I was like, you were 15.
Well, sure, man. Golly. I'm telling you. That's,
what did... what did you or someone else totally forget? 844-999-OLAM or your calls on the way. You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
Look around. You can find cars like these on AutoTrader. Like that car riding your tail. Or if you're tailgating right now, all those cars doubling as kitchens and living rooms are on AutoTrader too. Are you working out and listening to this ad at the same time? Well, multitasking pro, cars like the ones in the gym parking lot are for sale on AutoTrader. New cars, used cars, electric cars, maybe even flying cars. Okay, no flying cars, but as soon as they get invented, they'll be on AutoTrader. Just you wait. AutoTrader.
This is the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
To Minnesota we go. A St. Paul mother and her daughter were upset about their wings. They had not been delivered with the rest of the order. So they headed to Domino's Pizza with a handgun. By Friday morning, Holly Jo Robinson, who was 59, and her daughter Lakia Robinson, 20, were booked into jail on suspicion of aggravated robbery and making terroristic threats. Lakia was released Friday afternoon due to insufficient evidence. However, police were called to the Domino's just before 9 on a report of a customer pointing a handgun at the staff. When police arrived, they were told that the Robinsons, who had already left, were upset that their wings had not been delivered with their pizza. The pizza delivery driver had forgot to bring them to their home. An argument had ensued. It was fairly easy to find the Robinsons' home, since the order had recently been delivered to their house, so police drove to the address, and while waiting for a supervisor to arrive on the scene, Holly Robinson came out of the home and began talking to officers.
Holly Robinson, huh?
Yep.
Like Mike Tyson's ex-wife?
She didn't want to wait for another order because they
married to Rodney Pete.
No, Rodney Pete, my bad.
They had already waited for an hour, so she decided to go to Domino's because it would be faster. The two had demanded a refund. The Robinsons never got their wings or a refund.
Imagine that.
Yeah, a loaded 9mm handgun was found in Holly's car. She remains in jail.
For some wings.
What did you or someone else totally forget? 844-999-OLA.
I'm going to need those wings.
I'm going to need them now, too, player. Hello, Charles. Welcome to the men's room.
Hello, naked ladies.
Hola.
Yeah, I listened to show 3000 and I picked that one up. I'm a huge fan of South Park and listened to that whole bit. That was awesome.
Oh, cool.
All right. So I last September, I'm flying back to Kansas to go to my brother's wedding where I'm going to be the best man. I'm sitting on the plane with my wallet in my back pocket, and it's hurting my butt. So I put it in the seat back of the seat in front of me and take a nap. I wake up, get off the plane, and my stepdad and his brother are there to pick me up. We're on the road for about 10 minutes, and I say, mother effer, I forgot my wallet. So we double back to the airport. And I get back before the plane takes off and try to get somebody to get on there and get my wallet off. And no, they fail to do so before the plane takes off for New Orleans. So I get to be the best man with no money. It was a pretty, it was a bittersweet situation, I suppose. I didn't have to spend any money because I wasn't able to.
That's not a silver lining. Hey, I saved money because I lost my wallet.
You never got the...
broke is a silver lining? Come on, man.
You never got the... but you never got the wallet back? They never found it in the seat in front of you and were able to get it back to you?
So it took me until about 2 hours before I was leaving to get a hold of Southwest and get through all of their rigmarole, and they were finally able to mail my wallet back to me.
Oh, cool. All right, good.
I did get it back, and I'm sitting on it now, and it hurts my butt still.
Well, you need to take some of those business cards and other crap out of there.
Or stop putting your wallet in your butt. I mean, it's up to you.
What do you rock it, like an old-school bifold?
It's a trifold.
All right, we need to update that wallet, man. Come on.
What is wrong with a trifold wallet?
If I got rid of it, my girlfriend would be really mad at me.
Well, it's just gonna,
probably
still
mad at me because there's no money in it.
I don't know. The bifold and trifolds, it's just like, come on, it's 2019. You got to upgrade.
I know what's wrong with it, though. I mean, like, I got the trifold.
Streamline.
Right? And I just read something, I think it was last week. They're like, the wallet as we know it is going the way of the dinosaur. And of course, they pull out the money clip.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And they have their cards and all. You have a money clip too?
I basically just have.
You have a wallet.
I have a single one.
That's right. You got your alligator.
My alligator butthole wallet.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I mean, it's cool. Mike still rocks one of those old school wallets.
Okay, then I'm going to update. That's all I needed to hear.
It just, I mean, there's right? no way you can't have back problems from something like that. Like, just completely taking you out of alignment.
I have some friends that have massive wallets, and I'm not even kidding. I'm like, at least you keep yours in front. But, like, yeah, I have some friends that keep it in the back pocket, so I'm like, what are you doing? Stop that.
It's a man, I never, I never carry it in my back pocket, and this is, it's just a product of being raised in Baltimore. And in high school, I would just watch, they'd pickpocket everybody. And you weren't getting your wallet back, right? But I would just watch guys, like, in the lunch line or before you'd get into class. Guys would be at the locker, and there were a couple of kids around the school. And God forbid you said anything about it, because they would shoot you dead, right? But they can pickpocket people all the time. And I'm like, you know what? I'm going to go ahead and keep my wallet. Mm-hmm.
And do you always carry your wallet in your front pocket?
Always in my front pocket.
Are you front pocket always?
Always.
Yeah. Golly, that's got to be a product where you grew up. Absolutely right. Because I don't know anybody who ever did that. Because I would never think to do that.
I mean, think about where we grew up.
If you take a train or something, well, I guess you're right.
I mean, think about where we grew up.
You hop on the metro, man. That's
dangerous. Right.
Exactly. I wasn't hopping on the metro.
Yeah, if you put it in your back pocket, you might as well leave the house without a wallet. You know, in your front pocket, like, look, if someone's going to mug you, they're going to mug you. It doesn't matter where you have it. But when someone's just trying to pickpocket, I'm like, man,
I will say this, though. Saving money. Because whenever you lose your ATM card, the 2 or 3 days that it takes, like, it's inconvenient. It sucks. But you really do. You don't spend any money. So, you know, you get it back.
But it's not a silver lining.
It's going to suck, I know. But at the same point in time, you're like, well, I am saving some money.
I save money because I'm broke.
Our question, what did you or someone else totally forget? 844-999-09.
Hola. The shenanigans continue. Continue on the Men's Room Radio Network.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.